Nancy Allspall Jackson still remembers when her son Wyatt was diagnosed with autism.
We did just about every kind of therapy treatment there is out there.
Following his treatment, she still knew something was wrong.
Our son Wyatt was diagnosed when he was 3 with a PDD-NOS, which is Pervasive Developmental Disorder Nonspecific. But he was underdiagnosed. That's very high functioning on the spectrum.
Every year, 1 in 88 children in America is diagnosed with autism, making it more common than juvenile diabetes, pediatric cancer, and AIDS combined. But according to researchers at UC Davis, cases of autism may be misdiagnosed. Jackson is not alone when it comes to the misdiagnosis of autism. According to the study, another syndrome is commonly mistaken for autism. Dr. Jonathan Tarbox is the Director of Research and Development at the Center for Autism.
Well, the first thing they can do is request a test, a genetic test, for 22q deletion syndrome. And that will indicate whether or not their child has that genetic disorder. And then, regardless of the results of that test, they can also request a more rigorous diagnostic evaluation.
22q deletion syndrome is a genetic disorder that has similar characteristics to autism. Children diagnosed with 22q may experience mild to severe cardiac anomalies, weakened immune systems, and malformations of the head, neck, and mouth. But for Nancy Jackson, the possibility of a misdiagnosis isn't enough reason to stop autism treatment.
What they are manifesting is symptoms of autism, then I don't see where any of the treatments such as applied behavioral analysis therapy, ABA therapy, that's only going to help a child.
Researchers warn parents against jumping to the conclusion that their child has been misdiagnosed until further studies have been conducted.